T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Gerald McCoy story is very fascinating to me, and it's one that has a lot of layers, and it's one that I think a lot of people are very confused about what direction to go to. I know Baker Mayfield spoke yesterday on it, though, and Baker is very pro-recruiting Gerald McCoy. But we need a different perspective. We need a different look. We can't just stay inside our Cleveland bubble all the time, even though it's very pretty and it's very nice here in Northeast Ohio. So to get you a different look, we go out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We are joined by Nick Wilson of 610 in Charlotte, formerly of the Nick Wilson Experiment. Nick, how's it going, buddy?
I love that to get outside the Cleveland bubble, you're going back to the Cleveland bubble. That's the way we do it in the Northeast Ohio region, my friend.
My man, you got to figure it out. You see, if I can't hear from anyone that isn't a part of Northeast Ohio right now, then what am I really doing, right? But you are always going to be a part of Northeast Ohio because it's where you're from, it's where you grew up, it's where you still come back, and then obviously hang out with me when you do make your way back here to Northeast Ohio. So how is Charlotte treating you, and what is the latest, man?
Well, as I was just telling Rudder off air, last night we had fresh mahi-mahi off the grill, and we sat outside, and I may have gotten a little tipsy, and we sat outside till 10 p.m., and so I'm playing hurt this morning. I'm getting the electrolytes back into the body, but don't worry, I also had some sausage fresh off the grill this morning to kind of get my veins moving.
Since when is 10 o'clock playing it late for you? What is going on here?
Oh, I mean, this is just who I am.
Okay.
I mean, you gotta live the life. Plus, I found this. Like, I had one of those days with the kids yesterday that I love my kids dearly. I love my wife dearly.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I just realized nothing was going for me, and I thought to myself, all right, I got no other options. It's time to drink.
Some days you're just the loser of the day, and you just have to move on. For it being a Saturday, though, I mean, that's you turned it around nice. You gave it a nice spin zone, right? You had the mahi mahi, you had the whiskey flowing, and you woke up early this time to see me, which is drastically different than the last time we tried to do this. So I appreciate that, Nick.
Well, I knew you were going to bring that up, and so I thought you were slow playing me. So I see the phone number come across. I hit talk, and the phone number hangs up like it's a missed call. And I'm like, is he going to do this to me? Is this all revenge because I overslept the last time you and I were supposed to talk? But nevertheless, fear no more. I am here, and I'm ready to talk Gerald McCoy, Cam Newton, and any other nonsense you might have for me.
Well, no, first off, I'm upset you missed the whiskey song to bring you into it because I wanted everyone to know that that was my favorite part of the rejoins for the Nick Wilson Experiment. It was not the 7 o'clock from Akron, all that jazz. No, no, no. It was always the whiskey song, and then there we have it. But you're ready to talk to Gerald McCoy, and I'm ready to get your thoughts on Gerald McCoy because Baker said that he's recruiting him, and I feel like that's what Gerald McCoy has wanted throughout this whole process, someone to recruit him. But if we're going to be honest with ourselves, if you're lining up the three quarterbacks at play, you have a 2015 MVP, you have a guy that's been at the Super Bowl in Cam Newton, you have Lamar Jackson, who I don't believe can complete passes at a higher rate than 57% ever, despite the support around him. And then you have Baker Mayfield. And if you're Gerald McCoy, you're trying to put yourself in a deep postseason run. Cam Newton's certainly not a bad option, but that shoulder has got to worry you.
Yeah, I think it's kind of fascinating. You know, obviously, I think if Lamar Jackson is trying to recruit Gerald McCoy, I don't even know why you would pick up that phone call if you're Gerald. You know, all due respect, I understand they both came out in the same class, him and Baker, but Lamar just doesn't – I'm just so skeptical, much like you are. But I think it's interesting between Baker and Cam here because Cam, you know, Cam, 2015 MVP, all the other great things. I have this feeling, though, that players either love or hate Cam. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel this way outside of that, too. Like, you are either a Cam hater or you're a Cam lover. I've always felt like there are certain players that if they become free agents and you want to recruit them, Cam's your guy. And then there are other guys that it's best to not have Cam talk to them. And I think it's just because Cam is, he's just not, personality-wise, he's just not the prototypical quarterback that everybody wants, and he says everything the right way and does everything the way it should be done. I mean, he's just a different guy. And so I think it's interesting, though, man, if it's tough to combat the hype of the Browns, though. And I think that'll be interesting. The kind of hidden promise of the Panthers as a team that in this division, nobody really got better, or nobody got demonstrably better in the NFC South this offseason. So there's that. And there's also, by the way, the revenge factor for Gerald McCoy, who felt slighted in Tampa. So for him to be able to face off against the Bucs two times a year, I think that's a special kind. Again, more like hidden kind of enticement. And then there's just the outward hype of what the Browns have been able to do, where it, I mean, if you're a free agent and they have the money and they can pay you the most amount of money, why would you not go to Cleveland right now with all the many weapons that they've added in the last 2 years? I have a feeling that the Panthers feel pretty good about it because they just restructured Torrey Smith's contract. I'll be honest. Yeah. I don't have a good feeling about it. I am a little bit, I just, you know what, for me, Cleveland or Carolina, just don't go to friggin' Baltimore.
I think that's what a lot of people are thinking, right? I can live with it being, Carolina, because then I think to myself, okay, he's betting on a 2015 MVP winner. He's betting on a guy that has done it and, you know, had a miserable season last year because of injuries. I understand that. I get that. But they have insurance now. You draft a quarterback in the third round for that reason. I understood, or at least would understand, Carolina. I can't understand Baltimore the same way I can understand Carolina or Cleveland, though. But if you're Gerald McCoy, then are you shocked if you hear that it's anyone but Carolina?
I wouldn't be shocked. I think what's the big thing going for Baltimore is I think there's more playing time available. I think here he would have the Panthers are kind of transitioning to a three-man front, not necessarily just a 3-4 defense, but they're going to start doing a three-man front, you know, that kind of 3-4 defense look 50% or more of the time, which means he's kind of going to have to move outside a little bit. He's going to have to, I don't want to say learn, but he's going to have to transition to more of a five technique. And then in Cleveland, I think, okay, the team's there, but you got Ogunjobi, you got Richardson ahead of him. And by the way, they don't have, I mean, they've got a few guys kind of depth pieces that are even nice, interesting pieces. Baltimore, I mean, again, each place, what's fascinating about this is each place has something it can give him. I do think, I'm not trying to upset any of my friends in Cleveland. I think Carolina is kind of an interesting spot for him because of the Tampa Bay implications, because I think Carolina is the best place if he wants to do the one-year prove-it deal, because he can also show versatility in that 3-4 defense. But again, he has to decide if he wants to try and make that switch at 31.
Joined by Nick Wilson here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Odell Beckham Jr., your thoughts on him missing the voluntary OTAs? Freddie Kitchens was very upset by that, and I understand why he was upset by that. Freddie's going into his first year as a head coach. Baker's going into his second year of being a quarterback. And Odell, although we know he's got the skill, we know he'll be there, we don't know how he's going to work within Freddie's system and within Baker Mayfield trying to figure out his wide receiver. What do you think about Odell just not being there?
I understand a lot of the frustration from I'm trying to understand a lot of the frustration. I certainly understand if you're the Browns and you want him there. But the reality is these are voluntary. And I think there's a segment of people that are looking for an excuse to start questioning whether Odell is a pain in the ass or not. And I just think that's, I'm just not there, right? I mean, listen, in a perfect world, you'd love for him to be there, but I also understand if a guy's got an off-season program, and if a guy's in the middle of that off-season program, I don't really care if he's missing the voluntary. Now, if he doesn't show up on June 3rd, which he's kind of said that he will, if he doesn't show up then absolutely I think it's fair game. But I thought there was a lot of overreaction. I think it's I don't even want to call it a nuisance, but it's not the controversy I think most people wanted to make it out to be, because we know about OBJ. There's probably 20 or 30 other veterans that we haven't even talked about across the NFL that just didn't show up to voluntary minicamps, and yet they're not named Odell Beckham Jr., so we're not going to complain about it.
Yeah, but we can recognize that this situation is different, though. You know, you have Baker being the second year, Freddie being the first year, and on top of that, Odell, it was a missed opportunity in my eyes, Nick. It was a missed opportunity for Odell Beckham Jr. to show us why he's different than what he was in New York. And I'm an Odell supporter. I have been. I'll continue to be. But this was a chance for him to turn over a new leaf and to show us that he's the teammate that he is trying to show us he is on Instagram.
Do you think that Odell Beckham Jr. cares about whether he's perceived as a good teammate or not? I mean, listen, this guy burns brighter than most of us would. I mean, the dude is a passionate, a little bit chaotic passion, but he is a passionate guy. I'll be honest, I'm not looking for Odell Beckham Jr. to change even who he was as quote-unquote a teammate, because his teammates loved him in New York. It's just the head coach and the GM hated him.
Well, and so, you know, the quarterback that he went on ESPN with and had Little Wayne flanked to the right-hand side and said it just isn't good at football.
Well, okay, listen. Anybody that's had to play his first 7 years or first 5 years in the career next to Eli friggin' Manning, I'm sorry, you deserve that mouth breather.
No,
I've
defended Odell because of, I think a lot of his actions throughout the first 5 years were completely overblown, and I think a lot of them were not a big deal in the big picture of things. But in this instance, when he had a chance to set everything off on the right foot to start, Freddie Kitchens is just trying to get his offense together, and he can't.
And I don't think he can't. I think there's no player that you can't practice without. And by the way, that's not a slight to anybody. I'm just saying, like, you can still install your offense, and it's just going to be Odell Beckham Jr. being able to catch up. Which, by the way, if he can't catch up, if when June 5th rolls around in the middle of mandatory minicamps, if he can't do it, all right, then let's revisit the criticism. But here's the truth of the matter. Mm-hmm. Odell Beckham Jr. is a number one elite level, like Hall of Fame caliber wide receiver until proven otherwise. If he comes out this year, plays 16 games, and gives you 800 yards, again, let's circle back and say, well, maybe this year you can go to voluntary minicamps. But if he goes out there and does the same thing he's done when healthy his entire career, it's tough for me when the production has been so undeniable. It's tough for me to get upset about 3 or 4 days in the middle or at the end of June or at the end of May, early June, because I trust that the production is going to be there one way or another.
Joined by Nick Wilson here on 92.3 The Fan. All right, Nick, you're doing radio in Charlotte these days, so I have to ask the question. Where does Kemba end up? Because Cody Zeller is starting a lemonade stand to get his guy some cash.
Yeah, so the other day, you know, he was NBA writer Jared Weiss caught up with him in Tokyo. He's doing this basketball tour over there. And Kemba really kind of reaffirmed his commitment to Charlotte. I have a feeling, and he has not done that in this way since probably January or December of this last year. I have a feeling he was just voted third team All-NBA, which allowed him to be opened up to the Supermax contract, which the Hornets can offer him $80 million more than anybody else. And obviously there's tax implications. Like if he went to Dallas, it'd be closer to like $50 million because of taxes. But by and large, this is a guy who Kemba Walker took a safe contract right before the NBA salary cap ballooned, and he became one of the most undervalued. When guys like Bismack friggin' Biyombo were making $18 million a year, Kemba Walker was making $12 million. I'm not saying that this is going to be the thing that's most important, but this next contract can set Kemba Walker up in 5 years with generational wealth. It's really tough, and sign-and-trades aren't what they used to be, so I don't think that's an option. It's really tough for me to see a guy who is this committed, who already was looking for an excuse to stay in Charlotte in the first place. It's tough for me to see him leaving with that kind of bread on the table, and I think, really, all the Hornets need to do, you know, I love the name Clint Capella from Houston in Charlotte.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a Blake Griffin. It doesn't have to be another superstar. If they get a young piece this offseason and maybe shed a bad contract like a Biyombo or whatnot, I think he's looking for a small basketball reason to stay, and I think he will.
Nick, it's been a lot of fun. I know the listeners have really enjoyed hearing your voice again on these airwaves. I appreciate you waking up after a Saturday night where, you know, you don't get that many days off. So I understand you wanted to get a little wild and a little have some consumption, have some adult beverages. So I appreciate you waking up, man.
I'm just telling you this, JP. There are very few people in the world that I would wake up a little bit hungover, chug some coffee, and hit the airwaves with. You have the Nick Wilson stamp of approval right here on air Let's put it on LinkedIn. Let's put in a contract. I appreciate it, buddy, and miss you everybody back home, and glad to hear everybody's doing well, including you, JP.
And we miss you too, man. Nick, have a good day. All right, buddy?
See you, buddy.
Thanks so much. Nick Wilson right there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I have something new to put on my business card, so that's always great. Gerald McCoy, he had a lot of strong thoughts there, and there was something that really kind of shook me in thinking about whether or not the Browns will land McCoy. I'll explain next right here on the Fam.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.